According to chapter 4, Mishnah 2, Hamavar, Keres, Hamakshe, Leilat, right? If the animal was in difficulty in labor, Mechatech, Eiver, Eiver, Umashlik, Leklavim, you could cut off limb by limb and throw it to the dogs. What's going on over here? This is talking about a firstborn. And mother's giving to the animal, it's got a firstborn animal. So normally the firstborn animals are holy, right? It's a holy animal. So over here, if you cut off each limb, that as it comes out, so you can throw those to the dogs. It's not holy yet because it hasn't been born yet. But Yatsaruba, but once the majority of it has come out, erase it, you cover, then it has to be buried. Then you're not allowed to get any benefit from it, even feeding it to the dogs, because now it's a holy animal. It's a firstborn animal. No, it will be in this case of here, obviously you're gonna kill it. I mean, as you're cutting its limbs off, you're gonna be killing the animal. The young. But the mother is in danger, she's in labour, difficult labour, says the Mishnah. So the only way to save the mother is to cut up the offspring. So if as each limb comes out, you're allowed to cut off the limb and feed it to the dogs, it doesn't have sanctity attached. But once the majority of it comes out, then it's sanctified, now it's a firstborn offering, and now you can't feed it to the dogs, now you've got to bury it, because you can't get any benefit from it. And he says, V'niftra min habachara, and the mother is exempt from the law of the firstborn. This is now considered her firstborn, and so she would be exempt from the firstborn forevermore. But what's interesting is that he says, even in the case where you cut off limb by limb, still exempt, that's still considered a firstborn, and the next animal that she bears to won't be considered a firstborn.